Tamates Malachis carry on Shabbos? Beitzah. Beitzah is both to carry from a private rishut called the Rishut Hayachid to a public domain called the Rishut Hayachid, and also to carry four Amis in a Rishut Harabim. Both of those are also because of Beitzah. Okay? So we're all familiar with what's colloquially called an Eruv, which is that you constructed even around the street, Mechitis, what we call Tzuras HaPesach, that's usually the term, and you created Rosh HaSayach. Okay. Midaraita, you can carry one for Rosh HaSayach. For instance, in somebody's, if you're familiar with the setup of an apartment house, right? Of several apartments opening up into a hallway or then into a central courtyard, fully surrounded by Mechitis. Nothing could be better than that. Right? There's an error over there. It's Rishus Hayachid Deraita. If somebody throws from the street into there from Rishus Harabim, he's going to be chayiv. Can you then carry? Can a person carry from the central courtyard into his personal apartment, or from the hallway? There's several apartments on a floor. You want to carry from the hallway into your individual apartment. Midaraita, you can do it. Like we said, it's the Rishus Hayachid. The principle of Rishus Hayachid is not decided by who owns it, the literal title, Rishus Harabim. For those of you familiar, it's not the principle of Safik Tumah Rishus Harabim, Safik Tumah Rishus Hayachid. It's the principle of Mechitas, walls. If there are walls, it's the Rishus Hayachid. However, the Gemara tells us that Shloima HaMelech was Mesakein, B'shaw Shetikin Shloima HaMelech Eruvin. What does it mean? Tikin Shloima HaMelech Eruvin. He was Matanah Dafkop Aleph on the base. Those of you remember from Daf Yomi. He was Matanah that you, because people would make this mistake, and they would think, they would look at a central courtyard as a public domain, and they would come to confuse that with a street. Sometimes it could be an air around the air, you don't see it. So the idea, people think that it's good, it's a public rishus. So Shloima HaMelech was mesaken that you can't carry, and here's two things we have to remember. Normally, the midaraita rishus harabim, the midaraita issur of carrying, is both from the private rishus to the public rishus, and also for amis in the public rishus. Dalam amis rishus harabim. Shloima HaMelech was mesaken to utter carrying only from the private, I'd rather use the English word, the private domain to the public domain, from the apartment to the central hallway. In the central hallway, you can carry as much as you want on Shabbos. That's the tikkun of Eruvin was that you can't, Rashi says on this pasuk of Bishash, tikkun Eruvin, Shloim tikkun Eruvin Chaseris, so Rashi says he was geyser not to carry. Why? La'asayt siyog v'har chokam. People will confuse it. So this is the famous term called Eruvei Chaseris. What does that mean? That means that before you are metakein that rishut, you can't carry from the public rishut to the private rishut. Okay. We'll try to, as many cases as possible, to deal with in contemporary issues. The final case is a case when a person has to travel Shabbos in a hotel where he has his room, and then the public area for the hotel. Is that also included in the Gzeira? And if it is, what's the eight? So that's the plan as much as we can accomplish today. The Gzeira of Eruvin, of Shloima HaMelech, was also not to carry from the apartment into the central hallway. And also not to carry, even if it would be possible, from one apartment to another. This sometimes happens, I know here, Sir Shchiach, you have sometimes apartments which are connected and they have a connecting porch. Put a little wall in between the porch. So you want to carry from your porch over to your neighbor's porch. Okay, it's clear, it's not going through a central rishut. Your private rishut, your porch, has walls around it, to your neighbor's porch. Okay, it's clear. Apple Pekin, this is also Michlal and Bigzera. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, Rashbam, the Rambam, which was the Iker Gzeira. According to the Rashba, it seems in Avodas HaKodesh that the Ikar Gzeira was don't carry from private to private, and afterwards the later Gzeira was not to carry from that private apartment to your central hallway. The Rambam is mashing the other way around. Bottom line, if the Machlok is only if this, what was the original Gzeira of Shlomo HaMelech? But the Mishnah, the Gemara, and Shulchan Aruch both have equal severity. They're equal. They're considered equal Gzeira. Okay, now a tzad kula. Can you carry in the public domain? Yes. Meaning, classical case being if you want to hide your key in the hallway. I don't shop it. That's acceptable. Why? Because as we said, carrying in the hallway even more than Dalet Amos, as long as you're not going from the private rishus to the public, or vice versa, it's all right. So this is with a classical minig that everybody doesn't live in an apartment house where they can't make an Eruv Chatzer, so you hide the key somewhere and you can even calculate it as much as you want within the public domain, not into the house, apartment, not into the room. Right, if you look in Chatz Yitzchak, he has a tshuva. There are two types of locks. One is a Yale lock. He has a tshuva in Chatz Yitzchak from Rabbi that you have to open the door before you can pull the key out, otherwise it's self-locked. You know, the two types of locks, one you turn it and then it's open, the other one you have to act. So you speak of it opening the door, you're putting the key into the private rishus. It has a little aid to it. The Shabbat belt, exactly how to make it that it should be over the chut, beyond the scope of what we're learning. But just showing the idea that the lintel, that makes the shini rishus. Outside the lintel, in the hallway, you can carry as much as you want, as far as you want, from floor to floor, over it into your house. Okay. The only possible exception to this din is there's a principle, if you're having it a lot the last few weeks, called Kalim Sheshovsu Babayis, vessels that were Kaina Shvisa in the house, or Kalim Sheshovsu Bachotze. It's not very Shchiach this case, but in theory, if this leniency that we said that you can carry in the rish, in the hallway as far as you want, if Dafka Kalim that were in that hallway when Shabbos started, Kalim that was in the house when Shabbos started, even if they ended up coming out into the hallway, the Heter or the Isser, or the kids were playing ball and they threw it out from one backyard to another, whatever the case is going to be, if your halacha brings them up, it could be there, they can't be carried at all. It's not so shchiach, but the case would possibly be if we would allow the, let's say, goy to carry from the front door of the apartment into the hallway, let's say the baby carriage, and then you want to carry the carriage all the way downstairs. That would be a case where it would not be telling this machlokes to the Gemara, but it was the kli, the baby carriage, started Shabbos in the house, so that's not such a shkia thing again. Let's try to deal with as many practical cases as we can. First of all, what do? You live in an apartment house, or you live even in a two-family house with just two apartments, one top of another, with an internal stairway. You want to carry into the apartment. So the Gemara tells us that there's something called Eruv Chatzeres. The lumdus of Eruv Chatzeres is that we have created a connection between the two Rishuyas, the two apartments that open up into the central courtyard, that Lahalocha ben again, to this din, they're considered as one. This is a famous term called Eruv Chatzeres. Ma'ariv, you mix the Chatzeres. If you mix it together, it's considered as one. The Gemara says, Daitoy shel Adam al Pitoy. Person thinks about where his food is. But the Gemara says that if we will put the food of both batim into one of them, so again, like it's reshining exactly how that works, the Rambam and Rashi, but the idea is that we created the fact that, let's go with the Rambam, she said, that both apartments are considered as living in one apartment. Both batim are considered as living as one, but even though I live in my house and you live in your house, but if my food is in your house, so that's where my machshava is. Okay, Mokum Pita Goram, the Mokum of the Pater Seyer. Oh. So the Gemara tells us what a Guru Mishnah says. Both of us bake together challah, loaf of bread, minimum shear, gregaries per person, and we put it all daska in one house. If you leave it in the hallway, it's no good. Very logical why it's no good. If you left it in the hallway, how was it in the hour of the bathroom? I don't know if anybody remembers, but the minig in Europe was to leave the Eruv Chaseiros the Beis HaKnesses. Under the Ramah, if you come above, it needs a teretz. It was their teretz, because the house of every Jew is the Beis HaKnesses. All right, but it's a kasha. The simple way today, especially if you're being married of several, one house or several apartments, you leave take from everybody some bread, or for the Gemara's case, you take from everybody a little bit of flour, you bake it, and you put it, belongs to everywhere, you put it in one house. Today, for practical considerations, what we usually do is one person takes the challah, or let's say, if you want to do it for long term, takes a package of matzahs, and he goes over to his neighbor, not to his own wife or children, because that's one house. You gotta have somebody from outside the house, could even outside his personal bayis, and he tells him, you, these days, and this matzahs for everybody who's in this heck of a mechitzah. And with that, he's created an Erev Chaseiros. That's the standard thing. And he leaves it in a kli, in one kli, in any one of the houses, as we said, not in the chutz. Okay? But consider kilu, everybody is eating, it lives in a certain sense in that house. Okay, an interesting halacha is, and this can happen sometimes. Let's say, okay, you have several people in an apartment house, and they made it Erev Chaseiros. They did it with matzahs, last from year to year. The minhag used to be to do it Erev Pesach. It has to be matzahs which are edible. After they pass, parenthetically, if you look in some of the chuvas, it shows Marash Engel and Shus Chalpis Yankis. When Erev Pesach came on Shabbos, so now you can't eat matzah. You can't eat chametz the whole Shabbos either. Part of it. So the Shabbos Haggadol Drasha on certain Rabbanim was on this issue. How do you make an Erev Chaseiros for that Shabbos? Because on that Shabbos you're a little stuck from both sides. Not chametz, not matzah. It must be passed. It has to be something based on flour. Okay. But you've got to. Sorry? Can you come from Shabbat? You can have to get rid of them. You're not coming to the Gemara. What are you going to do with it in the morning, airplane? Then what? Who's willing to eat it? Somebody's got to finish it. Or be masked. But we try not to leave even after we masked. We try not to leave Chometz in the house. Okay. So as we said, it has to be accessible. So now what happens if you left? One fellow did it for the whole building, masters, and it's going to last for a whole year. But one, he leaves in his apartment. One Shabbos he goes away. He's not there. Now, he locks his door and goes away. Is the area accessible? Can't get to it. It's not possible the area. Ad kidei kach, remember again from Daf Yomi in the sugya of Eruv Tchumin, which also the path there has to be accessible. So there's a Gemara over there from which we learn halachas that are nageh to Hilchas Shabbos. The Gemara speaks about the fact that the Eruv was put into a box. The Maskamas that Gemara going to tell you this is that the Eruv, if you don't have the key to the box, it will depend. If breaking open the box is only a malacha derabbanon, only an issur derabbanon, if it's only an issur derabbanon, so we consider the Eruv as accessible. And it's a good Eruv Tchumen, and all the Poskim tell this too, there's a good Eruv Chaseiros also. If, however, breaking the box entails an issur deraita, so we consider it as non-accessible. The eta is, for the neighbor who goes away either to remember and put it in somebody else's apartment for that Shabbos, or he can leave a key by a neighbor. There's a key by a neighbor, then it's considered as acceptable and the Erev is okay. The Poiskim from this Gemara try to learn out the following din. We're familiar that Melechet Boine, building, is a deraita. Stira, destroying, is also a deraita. But how do we make sure that it's not a Mekalkel? Normally, the Melech is a Mekalkel, we don't have anything from it. It's not Kaya deraita. So here the place can deal with this issue, the famous Chizuk Chodesh, if you're breaking an Aron Kodesh on Shabbos in order to get out the Sefer Torah, and then it's locked, you can't break it. Is it called the Malacha Deraita, or is it called the Malacha Deraita? this case, it's, I'm breaking something, but I have a need. I need the Aron Kodesh. Tearing open an envelope in order to read an important document. Is that called a mechalkel, or is that called a tikkun, because I need the document? And they tell, this Gemara is the main mocker for this discussion. So the Gemara speaks about breaking open a box in order to get the Eiruv. In our case, it would be breaking the door of the apartment. You don't have to do it. The idea is, if breaking the door of the apartment only be the Rabbanon, then the Eiruv is good and you can carry it. Nah, then you're stuck. So that's the thing which should be remembered. Okay, so we decided the simple case where you have an apartment, a block of flats, several apartments opening up into one hallway, one courtyard. That's the right way to do it. Okay, today we live in a lot more complicated surroundings. We have a much bigger, sometimes you're making an area around the neighborhood, around the city, or if you're on a trip, the place can talk about the case of the ship, the Sina, or in our case, a more simpler case would be when you're in a hotel. What is the problem? Why can't we do the same thing? Why can't we have one fellow going over to somebody else on town to be mezakeh for everybody? The answer is because everybody, for this din, only includes people that admit and agree to the idea of Eiruv. The Gemara calls this Moide Be'eruv. A Goy, or even a Yid, Nabach is Einoi Moide Be'eruv, he doesn't admit to the Eiruv, which the today is L'chayr translated as any person who Mechal Shabbos to Fahesia. It's very interesting. The Gemara speaks about a Mechal Shabbos who saw Rabba. And when he was being halach, he was smoking. And when he saw Rabbi, he right away threw away the cigarette. So the Gemara, going door, somebody like this, moide be'eruv. The very fact that he was embarrassed in front of one of the Amiroyim, that makes him a moide be'eruv. So if he lives within this hekif, causes us a problem. We can't be ma'ariv with him altogether. Let's take the simplest. Okay, we have, let's say, a two-family house. Okay? We have a Yid and a Goy living together. Okay? So, you want to be able to carry into the hallway or into the front garden. Both apartments open up into the same front garden, which has mechitzas around it. What do you do? So, if the case is that you're the owner and the Goy is the renter, so the Gemara gives us an answer. Gemara says, if you rent out an apartment within your chatzer to an eiruv, to anybody even, even to a yid, but you left there what the Gemara calls tfisas yad, Gemara does say, hey, types of stuff here. You left there, tfisas, the case of the Gemara is that you left in that apartment a yosei chol machresha, a heavy kli, the plow, actually the knife which is used as a plow. That's a heavy kli, which normally doesn't move around. It stays there. That's considered that you still have something in the apartment which you rented out. So again, if you're the owner, you live in the chatzer, rent out an apartment, and in the apartment you left a kli, which is heavy and kaveh mokrim, that is normally not moved around, that's enough. That's enough, even if the other fellow is a yid, that you don't even need an eiruv chateiros. In other words, we've turned the two-family house into a one. I live there. He also lives there, but I have something in his apartment also. Well, I have something in his apartment, so I'm considered as an owner on both of them. Okay. Akirakat, the lashon of the poskim is that it turns the renter kiilu as a guest. Oysa ois as a seicha koireach eitzel balabai. Okay. That's the lashon of Rambam. How does this have ramifications for us in the case of the hotel? There's a famous tshuva from the Maharsham. Maharsham says the Yid used to go to a hotel of some sort, which was owned by a Yid, but there were a lot of people that were renting there. Yid and Goyim. The Yid who rented the rooms lived in the hotel on the premises. And he says like this, we're talking in the summer, and every room had a oven, a kochel. It had an oven which was kavua in the room. Is there a use for the oven during the summer? Nobody's using it. There's no heat necessary. So it's just there. Who owns it? the owner of the hotel. That's the Marsham. This is the same as Tshuva, but that's enough. That call that the owner of the hotel has Tfisat Yad in the room. Excuse me. So that's the case for Kuli Alman Leda, where the owner of the hotel lives in the Hekif, rents out rooms, and he has something in every one of those rooms. This has, I'm sorry?
If he does not live there,
no,
owner?
This is the difficulty, that if he doesn't live there, that the Tshuva will be Tela Chokma, that maybe if one of his staff lives there, that's one of his, but that's Pashtus. Now, the case of Shomer is going to be a case which we'll get to. For this din of Tfisas Yad, Pashtus, most places can hold that it does not help if the owner has a member of his staff living within that. Pashtus, not the clear of, you mean clear of the key. The Pashtus, that doesn't work in this case. There's a different case where it might work. So what we're talking about, now this heter helps even if the owner himself is a goy. Because what happens is we turn the whole complex into one unit. Maybe 100 rooms in the hotel, it became one unit. That's acceptable. Okay. The question is, what happens if the owner doesn't have, like the case of the Marsham, a kli, which is not being used? What happens if the owner has in the room, which is actually a refrigerator, but you, the renter, the guest, are also using that refrigerator? Is that acceptable? This is a subject of controversy, this my name. There are two cases. In the case where the owner rented you a fridge, and it's yours to use, just like the bed, just like the room is yours to use, so many poskim hold it, that's not good. Because if we're going to consider it Tfisas Yad, because of the fact that you, the renter, has to watch out on the fridge, it shouldn't break, so then we consider, and therefore you're not considered a full owner, so then every rental shouldn't be considered a full owner.
So TV is a favorite,
TV is
a good thing.
No, I think nobody needs TV. So not yet, it's a good question. His question is, what happens if there's a television in the room, which nobody's going to use? But the answer is, it's probably going to be all the rest. That's really not my joke.
All the Shabbos.
The question is totally in the owner? The owner gave it to you to use. You're responsible for it. That's it. You don't use your prerogative. That would be the question. But there are a lot of places where the fridge are not happy. The question is where he rented you the fridge, but he has the right to take it out at any time and give you a different fridge, which is the standard. In most hotels, even if you're renting the room, the owner has the right to come in and say, look, I want to change the fridge and give you the fridge. You don't have a rental in the fridge. That's one of the places among them. Many places can allow that. So again, that would be a good heter. If the owner is living within the heter, and there's a kli in there which you don't use, that's for sure the best. No, but you know, I never thought of that. So what you can tell him is, I'm not interested in the television, please take it out. But you don't have to. In other words, you don't want to take it out. Right? But you tell him, I'm not renting the refrigerator. No, I mean, you don't want to take it out from the halacha standpoint. If you took it out, it's not Tfisas Yad. If you took it out, then you lose the Tfisas Yad. Be careful not to be misinterpreted. Okay. Good to hear. That would be a good idea to think about that. That's a good one. Okay. But that is a big machlokes if it's an object that you are using, but he could take it out and give you a different one instead. That might also be acceptable. The lashon of Rashi when he discusses this issue, Rashi does say, "Hey, Rashi says, Tfisas Yad is shenoisein shom kelov. The owner puts there his object lahatsnia." Me, I lend itself to the conclusion that it's not something that you're using. It's just being stored there. That's the hezbro of the machmir. Okay. The maskir, as we said, can be a goy, not a goy. That's good. Okay. If the maskir doesn't live in those mechitzes, we said that pashtus is no good because, like the Rambam explained, the whole Indian is that it turns everybody as guests by the owner. You can't be a guest by the owner if you're not
very few owners
true
from the hotel. 100%.
Today, in the old style, they used to have them so sweet on the top floor. Today, it's less.
100%.
The other heter, and this is for hotels, and this is a questionable one, that I don't know what, quite honestly, I just don't know what the law is. This is acceptable. If a person has a rental, let's not book a hotel. A guy is renting an apartment by heat. Okay? And the rental is based on a 24-hour basis where every morning at 9 o'clock, the rental finishes. He's got to renew it. He's got a one-day contract. According to many Paiskin, you don't need an air chateus. Because he can be thrown out still in the middle of Shabbos. Okay? So, this is questionable. I don't know what are the legal obligations of a proprietor. So can he get you? Can he? He could. Okay. Says he can get you out at any time. I know what I'm. And it's
you
don't
want those. Don't check out every hotel at 4 o'clock.
No, but I rented for Sunday. No. In a case where I rented till Tuesday.
Yes.
Can he throw me out on Shabbos or the contract says he can? Logically, I'm in a rental contract.
No,
he can't.
No,
but a fellow told me once that he had a reservation hotel near Shalim, and then if his president, these Americans, President Bush or something came, and they kicked him out. He may have a confirmed reservation. But that's when it's a reservation. The question is if you're there, can he? So again, Pashtus, my understanding is that he can't. However, my idea is he could do is that he could move you from one room to another.
It's not normal.
Now, is that acceptable?
Yes.
I don't know. That's not normal.
It's not normal that somebody is being.
It doesn't have to be normal. The question is, if legally he has the right, then I'm only an Oireach. I don't ask her. And none of the people ask her. That's the issue. It doesn't have to happen. Just like you don't have to break down the door in the case of the apartment with the key.
It's
if
got
you
key.
Could.
It's got the key.
If
it's
you're
key
in.
Over, yeah.
If yeah, that would be a sad lahakum. So again, not or paiskin, but if all of the people there, you don't have any time for an apartment, things like that. If all of the people there can be got rid of, it knocks down their rental. And this brings us to another issue. To the issue of Eruvin in neighborhoods and cities where you have many people who are living within the heck of the mechitzas that you constructed who are not Moedei Be'eruv. How do you deal with it? You know what, I want to give you, let me give you a different case. Let's first go back. So the issue is, let's take the case of the apartment house. The apartment house, you have several people living in it. One of them is an Eina Moedei Be'eruv, but he lives there full time. You're living with a goy or an Eina Moedei Be'eruv in the apartment. So the Gemara in Daf Samuel Gimel says, there's an Eina. Lachman Baristik, certain goy lives within the heck of a thesis. The Gemara says, Loigir Mar Rishus. That the principle called Chiras Rishus. We ki'ilu rent out from the goy his rishus in the apartment. You give him more than a shot. You give him less than a pruta. Give him a small amount, and he ki'ilu rent you his rishus in the chater. And therefore, why should he answer? Because he walks from his apartment into the central hall where he has what's called drisas regel. He has the right of easement, the right to go through. If we rented from him that right to go through, the Gemara says it's symbolic. I mean, one of the Sefer is not Erev Mishum Kinyan. There's no actual Kinyan going on. That's enough to be mad. This is the principle of Schiras Rishus. Not only does Schiras Rishus help if you rent from the actual owner, but it also helps if you rent from any of his levayas, his wife, etc. And not only that, it even helps if you rent from somebody that's on his staff. Gemara called it Schiroi Ulakitoi. His sharecropper, his worker, that's enough. Okay, this is the famous principle of renting Rishus from the Goy or from Schiroi Ulakitoi. The Gemara, Christ can give an Eitza that you, if the Goy is not interested in the rental for whatever reason, you can turn yourself into being his Schiroi Ulakitoi. The Gemara gives a case where if you have something which you're keeping by him, that you have a right Ki'ilu in his apartment because you have something there, and then you become Schiroi Ulakitoi the guy, and then the rest of the people in the apartment building can rent from you. The case, what they do in certain neighbors next door when they want to make in the apartment house of an Eruv, they Ki'ilu, you go to the neighbor and you ask him if you can leave a key, your own key, in his apartment. If you're worried, you can put a slug, you don't have to put the real key. And then you leave. No, this is it happens. We've done this, and then now you put it in. Now you have a right. You have something there, and then you, as the Eid, can be ma'arav, making yourself skirus reshus, and then can be ma'arav of the whole chater. I had a friend in a building, so he was in a fight with his secular neighbor. They were arguing. right, to extend the porch, whatever. So the secular neighbor was, they were having problems, but they wanted to make an Erev, so he went over to him and asked him if he can leave his key in his apartment. So the fellow says, sure, I'll put it right next to the key of a different neighbor who had already put. This is crucial, because a few hours later he comes back to take back the key. My lawyer said, I shouldn't have anything to do with you. But meanwhile, he had already found out that a different neighbor had already left the key there, a different from neighbor, so if they were able to make this serious, it's just that way. Okay, this is the principle. Okay. How does this come up in big cities? In big cities, the Mechaber says, shouldn't have the Galif, I want to finish this, but this is the crucial issue. You can rent, like we said, from the owner or from Schirah Elokim. What in times of the Rishonim, the owner, the Burgermeister, or the Sar Ho'ir, had a right to enter anybody, he could billet soldiers in anybody's apartment. He had a right to enter anybody's apartment at any time. So the police can say, this is Schirah Sar Ho'ir, Schirah Burgermeister, that means that the prince, the mayor, whoever it was, he himself is considered a schiro elokita by everybody, and therefore because he has a right to go in, just like the case if I left the key there, it's enough. The right of entering is also enough. His right of entering was enough, and I could rent it from him.
A yid?
No, a goy. Even if it doesn't make a difference, yid or goy. Whoever the sar ho'ir is considered that he has rishus regular in every single apartment. Similar, and this is another question which the hotels might be the sparer for the hotels, is that we would consider, even if you're renting, but the cleaning staff, maintenance staff has a right, they have a master key. Can you tell them right if something is a leak? If there's a leak, they have a right. I want to say something. Just like we don't know the answer to this, quite honestly, as our societies become more and more democratic, quite honest, so the Rabbanim, whenever they're in every city in the world, whenever they're making an Erev, one of the issues the Rabbanim discussing is the issues of the Mechitzes, if it's the Rabbim, etc. But there's another issue which they're losing sleep over. How do we do the Erev Chatzeiris? In other words, who's the fellow in our democratic society that has the right to enter? Who is it? Is it the mayor? Is it the fire department? Is it the police? You'll get different answers from Rabbanim all over, I'm sorry. The fire department, the police department, the mayor. I have a rub one phone. He says, I don't understand. He says, I'm uncomfortable about a certain city area. He says, there's a foreign embassy within the heck of the area. That's an international incident, right? No, there's no way. He said, I feel very uncomfortable with that. So the truth is, and this is, I want to stop right now, I don't want to go over time. The truth is that if that embassy is completely surrounded by mechitzes, so you can't carry into the embassy, but it could be that the regulars of the embassy, the regular people live there, will not come out and answer. That could be. But I'm just showing you how the issue, even though it says Shulchan Aruch, yeah, Saroir, you know, it's not a statement of faith, Saroir. It's a statement of fact. It's predicated on the fact that the man has the right. So this is I've heard different answers, different rabbanim all over the world, who they felt was the ones who could actually do the Erev, and that would be the case of the hotels also, if we're comfortable with
it. Yes. You come in daily to check if you lose anything.
Right, he said that they can stop, you can stop. And again, I'm not...